بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Number 154, we are on today. As it says, do not cause any harm to neighbors. As far as possible, try to benefit them. Neighbors have a very great rights. We have a great rights over them. It's so much so that Sahaba Ikiram, in the way Rasulullah Sallam treated the neighbors, they felt that they will become shareholders in their inheritance as well. They will become heirs. Believers in their love, compassion and concern for one another should be like a single body. If any portion feels pain, the rest of the body also feels it. As far as possible, attempt to help those with needs. If one does not have the ability himself, then he should intercede to someone else on the needy person's behalf. The only condition is that there must be no difficulty or harm caused to the person for whom the intercession takes place. Well wishing for an oppressor is that you should endeavor to prevent him from committing acts of oppression. To assist an oppressed person is very necessary. If you see a fault in anyone, do not publicize it, but rather conceal it. If you do so, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal your faults on the day of Qiyamah. Never despise or look down on any Muslim. Do not cause harm to the life, wealth or honor of any person. Do not cause harm to anyone by deceiving him, because Rasulullah said, a person who deceives is not one of us. If you find any person in some problem or difficulty, then assist him as much as possible. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove from you some difficulty on the Day of Judgment. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That the reading of the Quran is the best means of getting access to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explained in the commentary of Mawlana Shah Abdul Aziz Dahlvi, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, who is an authority for the posterity. Its substance is that Suluk-e-Ilahi, the path of mystics towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is also called the stage of Ihsan, can be attained in three ways. Number one, tasawwur, known as meditation, also known as contemplation in the Sharia, and muraqabah in the terminology of the Sufis or the mystics. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by repeating the words praises for Him. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by repeating the words praising for Him, that is the dhikr that is going on, alhamdulillah. Reading the Quran Sharif, since the first method is remembrance in the heart, so there remain in fact two ways only. First, the remembrance by heart or by word of mouth, and secondly, recitation of the Quran Majid. The essence of zikr is that the word which is used for or refers to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be repeated over and over again. This repetition helps the mudrak, that is the faculty of understanding, in connecting upon the person of the being remembered, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It would give rise to a feeling of immediate presence in the person. Constancy in this state is called ma'iyat, that is togetherness, which is referred to in the hadith below, لا يزال مبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحببته فكنت سمعه الذي يسمعه به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها. My servant ceases not to seek nearest to me through a nafil, that is optional deeds, until I make him my favorite. And thus I become his ears wherewith he hears, his eyes wherewith he sees, and his hands wherewith he holds, and his feet wherewith he walks. It means that when a person through excessive devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes a favorite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala becomes a guardian for all the limbs of his body, so that his eyes, ears, etc. all submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This blessing is said to be the result of constancy in nafil salah, because farz, obligatory salah, are specified and do not admit of excess, while nearness and closeness, close attachment demand constancy and concentration, as mentioned above. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to make it practical, inshallah ta'ala.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. Today we wish to discuss about the aspects of the khanqa, the murid, the sheikh. Okay, who is a murid? What is khilafat? What does it mean that a person got khilafat? Those things for which we are gathered here, and which we are involved in this whole month. For many of us, our lives we have now, we are dedicating it to this, so that we can have a more deeper understanding, as these things have been discussed already. But to understand it, and one time our Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali was in Bangladesh, and Hazrat has got a lot of humbleness. But a person who understands what is humbleness will be able to see it. We have understood humbleness to be something else. So one time, Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki, Damat Barakatum, was also there together with Hadrat in Bangladesh. So this was that humbleness of Hadrat. What a huge crowd had gathered. But Hadrat said, "You make bayan today." So he made bayan, and Hadrat was in his room listening to the bayan on the receiver. And then afterwards, when he came, bayan was finished, then Hazrat thanked him a lot and praised him and said, "You made very good bayan." And then what did Hazrat say? "That you explained today that what are all the aspects of tasawwuf. What must the murid do? What must his attitude be? What are the respects of the sheikh? All those things. And what is the purpose and object of becoming bayat? What is all this?" He said, then Hazrat said the sentence that our people generally, they all accept tasawwuf, but they don't know what is tasawwuf. They accept tasawwuf because all our elders were in tasawwuf. Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi rahmatullah, Maulana Qasim Nadratwi rahmatullah, all our great elders, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas rahmatullah, all our elders. But what is tasawwuf? That we don't know. We just know buzurg. There is a good friend of ours who was last year with us here, Mufti Abdullah from Bangalore, when we visited him later. And mashallah, I really admired how he used to introduce before the talk, very short, But he said so much in that little concise introduction of his. He should say that all of us, we accept buzurgs. We have lot of respect for buzurgs in our community, our nature, our people. They have lot of respect for buzurgs, etc. But we don't know what is a buzurg. Like to make his khidmat, etc. To respect him, all that we do. But the real thing is what he stands for. Like many people, they'll make khidmat of a buzurg, entertain him at home, give him meals, everything. But then they got a TV. So what the buzurg stands for, they defeated that object. What the buzurg, how he would like you to dress, how he would like you to bring up your children, we do totally opposite to that. But we show lot of love, lot of respect. So that means we haven't understood for what that buzurg is. For example, you get a plumber to come home to fix up. There's some work to be done. And then you give him an electrical job. That's not his job. That is, you give him the job that he's fit for. Everyone. And also, as it is famous, like one Qari Sahib went and visited a very stingy person. The stingy person was having honey and roti. So he was very stingy and he knew now Qari Sahib came, I'll have to offer him. So he quickly hid it away. He hid the honey away. The roti he left on top. He left the honey on top and he hid the roti away because that was easy to hide it. It won't mess or anything. The honey will mess. So to respect the Qari Sahib, he said, Qari Sahib, read some Quran. That's what Qari Sahib will get happy with. Every person, whoever your field is, you get happy in that. Somebody who enjoys to make imamat when he comes to your masjid, you offer him imamat. That makes him happy. Every person, his whatever his field is, somebody likes to give bayan, you tell him, Maulana, please give bayan. If you tell him to go and clean the toilets, he'll say, you humiliated me, you insulted me. So every person. So that Qari Sahib read, then he told him that have some honey also. So he started eating one way with his finger. So this person was a stingy person. He said, it's very bad for your heart. You're eating so much honey one way. So he said, not my heart, your heart. And then he told him about the roti. He said, you have to eat it with roti. But he said, the roti is hiding away there under. You hid the roti away. So every person, what he is for, that is how. So buzurgs, what they stand for. If that we do that, even if we don't show so much of outward respect and we don't flatter them so much or anything, then we have appreciated. Then Mufti Abdullah also said, we all say we are Deobandis, we follow Deoband school of thought and we got a lot of respect for Deoband school of thought. But what is Deoband school of thought? That we don't know. And that we don't follow, we don't do that. If somebody say you are a Barelvi, you will get angry. I'm not a Barelvi, I'm a Deobandi. In our terms nowadays, Tablighi is associated with Deoband. I'm a Tablighi, that means I'm not a Barelvi, I'm a Deobandi. But what Deoband stands for? Deoband stands for Tawheed. And how many of us are Deobandis? But when it comes to for Amaliyat, going to Amils, etc., then you see that's making queues and queues and lines by the Amils. And then that Amil can be an imposter, that Amil can be letting you do shirk also. How many Amils, what funny things they let women do, they let men do also. But we Deobandi, it doesn't go together. Deobandiyat and this Amils, this false Amils, doesn't work together at all. And our trust, many people, ulama also say we must learn amaliyat because people are going to Hindus, they're going to Christians, they're going to Sangomas. So at least they can come here and we can give them ta'weez, proper ta'weez. But you are now building their yaqeen on the ta'weez, which is totally wrong. And many a person who gives ta'weez, ruqiyah, then tell the person, this is just like medicine. Shifa is only in Allah's hands. And what people normally when they go to Amils, etc., and they want the treatment from the Amils, that they don't want to change their life. The TV must carry on, our wrong way of life. Namazes are not in order, no proper, we don't maintain parda, we speak to anyone anyhow, and the ta'weez must just hang and it must do work miracles for us. Islam is not that religion. We haven't understood what Islam. We are proud we are Muslims, but our lifestyle is like many people who are far from Islam, who are out of Islam. Our lifestyle is like that. We are Muslims and we cherish Islam, but look at our whole lifestyle from morning to night. Our houses from the front door to the back door, there is no sign of Islam. Only that one frame that is hanging. And that also, because they also hang frames, we also hang frames. Only they'll hang frames of something else, of Jesus on the cross or something like that. We will have Allah, Muhammad. But below that, we got the TV on. And on the TV, the filth and dirt, the naked, nude pictures that come. And Ayatul Kursi written in gold, Asmaul Husna written in gold. And this is a very dangerous thing, where the positive and negative clash like this. This causes that jadu in a person and in his house, which all the army people who make jadu also can't cause so much. A Hindu professor, in his research, he researched that Kaaba Sharif is also giving off radiation all the time, positive radiation. And when any radiation clashes with that, therefore we find the adab which we learn in the hadith, that when you sleep, don't let your legs face Kaaba Sharif. Anyway, when you sit also, don't let your legs face, unless you are ill, you cannot help it, you are excused. But like that, don't sit with your legs facing Kaaba Sharif. Toilet, that you must not face the Kaaba when you are in the toilet. And how sad, the toilets in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif today, these things are not kept in mind. In many of our homes, for the design of the house, our legs are facing Qibla. That bedroom, how it must be, the design must be right. It must be smart. Now whether the legs are facing Qibla, doesn't matter. The toilet, how it will suit, how it will look nice, in that way we want it. Whether now we are facing Qibla Sharif or not, that we are not concerned. So this Hindu scientist researched that when these two clash, the adabi of the Kaaba and the positive radiation that are coming from there, the rays, this causes such problems in people. No doctor can pick up your problem. I've been to so many doctors. I've had an MRI done. I had this done. This scan done. That scan. I've been to so many Maulanas. I've been to so many Amils. Where you can't pick up. These problems come here. And nobody can pick up that problem. This bare adabi like this, this causes great problems. So today I'm a Deobandi. I'm a Muslim. But just going by the Amils like this, and this is a whole big fake story, 99% of it. For example, I think we did mention it this year also, one Mufti came from Bangladesh, Mufti Jin, he was famous one. And he was telling everyone that he goes every day to Bangladesh to teach Bukhari Sharif, and then he comes back again. And he was treating the people here. And you won't believe, if there must be somebody here who knows of the, it's not very long ago, and by Maulana Hussein Bayat, Rahmatullah Ali's house also, he was there, he was a good friend of his, where and where, and the number of people that used to come, and he used to put off all the lights and then make some funny sounds, the jinns are there. And Maulana Hussein Bayat was a bit naughty person, so he went and the mains he put it on. He got very angry at Jamil, that what you did today, all the jinns ran away now. So anyway, he found out, and who didn't go to him? Which Maulana didn't go, which Sufi didn't go, which Tablighi didn't go? All are going. Then he came to me here in the office, and he told me that I want to go to UK from here, and for my visas, if you can give me a letter to support my application. So I told him, Mufti Saab, you go every day to Bangladesh. You teach Bukhari Sharif and you come back. You don't need ticket, you don't need passport, you don't need visa. You just go away to UK. He was quite upset and he went away. So all this, how many of our friends, they say, so many jinnats we have got under our control. And we're sending them for Umrah, so many, this year we send so many. And I don't know, they have the audacity to come tell us all these things. And we, so many we send to Nizamuddin, we send so many to Raiwin, to go out in Jamaat. So I told them, please send a few to Israel and America. Sort them out for once and for all. Hey, you got so many, and jinnats you got who are like giants. Send them there. Why you also still suffering and doing all this work and collecting fees for all this? And I tell your jinnats to bring, they know where all the money is kept. You know, one jinnat is enough to bring you all the money you need. And you can become the richest man. You don't have to sit and do all this amaliyat and all that. When you got so many jinnats under your control and you're doing this to make money. So tell the jinnat he must bring money for you. So all these things. So we don't understand what Deobandiism is. Deoband, Tawheed. Deoband, Sunnat. To follow Sunnat. Today a person is a Deobandi, but he's so far from Sunnat. You don't see any Sunnat. Deoband means simplicity. The simple way of life. Allahu Akbar. One person of Lucknow is famous for its fanciness and smartness. The city, the people also, their dressing also, like the Lucknow topi, that special topi. And at a special angle, they wear it at that angle, and it looks like when they put it on, it's at that angle, they use a protector to see that it's at that angle, it has to be at that angle. So one person like that heard about Shaykh ul-Hind rahmatullah alayh. What a great buzurg he is. So he wrote, in those days postcard was common correspondence methods. So he wrote a card that, Hazrat, I want to come and visit you, I want to meet with you, take your du'as, your sohbat. So Hazrat replied, no problem, the time, everything, I'll be coming by certain train. Then when he came to Deoband station, Hazrat himself went and received him. And Hazrat was dressed, this is Deobandiism. So simple clothes that he thought he's a porter. A porter on the station, what we call kuli, who transports the goods. So he took the goods and that, went in the rickshaw, took him, and made him comfortable, pressing his legs, etc., giving him some water to drink. He said, I want to meet Shaykh ul-Hind. He said, don't worry, you'll meet him. But you just came now after your journey, brought food for him. He said, I want to meet Shaykh ul-Hind. He said, sleep for a while, take a rest, you are tired, you came from a journey. Then afterwards, Hazrat said, I'm Shaykh ul-Hind. So who you call Shaykh ul-Hind, that is me, I'm that person, who you call Shaykh ul-Hind. So this is what Deoband is. But today, we are Deobandis, and our clothing, we are so particular, our ostentation, everything. So we say we believe in these things, but we don't know what we believe in. That also brings a very interesting and very beneficial, this one instance to mind. Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And really in our time, if anyone wants to know what Deoband stands for, read the writings of Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, how he has explained what Deobandiism is. So he was traveling by train, and in train, long journey, conversation starts with fellow passengers. So one fellow passenger told Qari Sahib in the process that, I don't believe in hadith. I only believe in Quran. And the reason he gave, that hadith was compiled later, it was by various people, had it recorded on parchments, on leather, on stone, those days the way of writing things. So this was much later, so I don't think it can be authentic. I only believe in Quran. Qari Sahib told him, from what you're telling me, I understand that you believe in hadith. He said it many times. Then finally, after quite a few times, said, Qari Sahib, you're such an intelligent person. What an intellectual you are. And you can't understand my simple sentence that I say, I don't believe in hadith. Qari Sahib again said, from what you say, I understand you believe in hadith. Then he was now frustrated. Then Qari Sahib asked him, who told you this Quran is the Quran which Allah sent down? Who told you? Didn't the hadith tell you? What all the line of all the people tell hadith? Didn't the hadith tell you that this is a Quran? Then he got a shock. He said, I didn't know myself what I was believing in. Without hadith, you can never believe in the Quran Sharif. Like in our kalima, La ilaha illallah, that is the main thing, the tawheed, the oneness of. But you can never reach tawheed without Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without Allah sending His Rasul to us and teaching us what tawheed is. And nobody can reach what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught until he does not believe in his ustad and the whole line that goes there. The anywhere you cut the line, then you have cut your whole silsila. Your whole sanad you have cut. And your connection right till the top is cut. Many people today want to tell us only what the Sahaba say. Buzurgs are nothing. How can you reach the Sahaba without the Buzurgs, without our ulama, without our mashayikh? They are the ones who take us till there. So anyone who cuts that line anywhere, so we have to understand what is Piri Muridi. We say we became Bayat. Many people, one time, one alim wanted to become Bayat to Hadrat. When Hadrat was here. So Hadrat told him that later at night or the next morning. So he told Hadrat, I'm in a hurry. He stayed about a town about 500 kilometers from Yan to go back home. So Hadrat said, if you haven't got so much time, what are you going to benefit from Piri Muridi? Today we just for name just became Murid. But we haven't got time to come for programs also. We haven't got time to understand what this is. So we just became by in name we became. Just for barakat. But what Piri Muridi is, that a person, it's very important to understand how to benefit. So one thing is, a real Murid is he. The word Murid, I also, Allah give our share, jazai khair, I always thought it's an Urdu word. But Hazrat explained that Murid is an Arabic word. It is the isme fa'il, the doing person of arada yurido, the person who makes irada. A person who is a Murid is a person who made some intention. And it comes from the ayat of the Quran Sharif, yuriduna wajha. That those people who make the intention of the pleasure of Allah. That they want to please Allah, they want to get, and this is what the tasawwuf is, to get the pleasure of Allah. Many of us, one friend wrote from overseas just now, that he's reading so many kitabs on tasawwuf. Maulana Muhammad Gardi Sahib, Damat Barakatum of White River, he says when he went and spent time with Hazrat Shaykh in Madinatul Munawwara, for his Islam, he spent quite a long time, more than a year perhaps, quite a long time. And he bought a whole stack of kitabs on tasawwuf. That now I'll be free here and I'll study all that. He said, I didn't open one kitab, one page also. Tasawwuf is not knowledge like from kitabs and that. Many of us, and all the technical terms, somebody thinks the more we know technical terms, the more we are experienced in our field. And many people who don't know a single technical term, but they do your job for you in such a way. Like for example, that that person who did the construction of Masjid Umar in Lusaka, he didn't know how to sign his name also. And Lusaka university students should come and learn from him how to do construction. So to know the thing, the field, not to know all big words and philosophies, to be able to write books and to give lectures on it. Like for example, the ruh, the soul. What is it? You go to any university in the world and you go into the library, you will find the shelves are filled with volumes and volumes of what the soul is. But at how much you didn't know at the end, at the beginning, at the end you are more confused. Whereas the Quran Sharif said it in three words. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. What is the ruh? قُلْ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. That is all. Ruh is مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Command of Allah. It is Allah's command. That is, it is from مِنْ تَبْعِيدِيَا. From amongst the commands of Allah. Allah's many commands. One command of Allah is the ruh, which is called the ruh. When Allah's, you are a living person, you got your eyes, ears, everything functioning properly, your ruh is inside. You are getting up, you are walking, talking, you go to the toilet, you do everything. That command of Allah. When that command of Allah is taken out, now your eyes are still perfect, your muscles, your legs are perfect, but now it doesn't work at all. That command of Allah, that is the ruh. So this is what is this Allah has given. So to understand, it's not using lot big technical terms and all that. So a murid is the one who makes his intention. that I want to please Allah. That is all what it is. A person who hasn't made that niyat, no matter even if he got khilafat, he isn't still a murid also. Also, while on that point, I remember Hazrat Maulana Asadullah Sahib of Saharanpur, very, very great buzur. He had Islahi Taluk. He didn't become bayat to Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah. Only he was making his Islah. What is the purpose? And that also, to become bayat is sunnat. It's not for us to become bayat, but to make one's Islah, to get Allah's pleasure, to make that intention, I want to please Allah, Allah must be happy with me. That is for us. And bayat is for that. That now you have appointed this person, that he will be my doctor, he will be my guide, he will take me on this path, which is called suluk to Allah Ta'ala. He will be, you appointing him. And when you appoint him, you must follow everything. So anyway, Maulana Asadullah Sahib had become bayat, Islahi Ta'alluq with Maulana Thanvi. When Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was satisfied, his Islah is done, he gave him Khilafat. So he told Maulana, Hazrat, you gave me Khilafat, I haven't become bayat with you also. I'm not even your murid. So Hazrat said, wah, lo, see what you are saying. Faraz ada kya? Ab nafil ki baat karte ho. Your Islah is the first thing. Not to become bayat is for us. Your Islah, you have done your Islah, so I give you ijazat. So that is the important. Also, while we are with Maulana Asadullah Sahib, I have to mention his two very beautiful poems. If I remember them, inshallah, because they are very, very beneficial, it will help all of us. One of his poems, very beautiful poem, Na dekho in surkh rukho ko zin nahar. Don't look at this woman with red lips and blush, red cheeks, and they purified themselves. Na dekho in surkh rukho ko zin nahar. Never ever look at this woman of the street, the filthy woman who just dolly themselves up, make themselves up look nice. Never ever look. When you see, if your eyes fall, parho rabbana qina azab an-nar. Say, oh Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. In other words, it's not that painted dolly. It's not that beauty on the road. It is the fire of Jahannam. And this poem, as far as Urdu language is concerned, and as far as spirituality is concerned, what a poem, Maulana said. As far as language is concerned, how we compared the red flames of Jahannam with the red cheeks and the red lips. You are seeing red cheeks and red lips. This is actually the fire of Jahannam. And this is just like the Quran Sharif ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا. Those who devour the wealth of the yatims wrongly, in a wrong way. But they are not eating biryani and kawab and samosa. إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. They are putting the fire of Jahannam in their stomach. They are not eating the biryani and kawab. So when you're looking at that woman, you are not looking at her. Is the fire of Jahannam. So read, Rabbana, Qina, Adab, and Naam. Oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. The riwayat of Mishkat Sharif, La'an Allahu an-nadhir wal-manzur ilay. Allah's la'anat, Allah's curses are on the person who looks and the person who presents himself to be looked at. So use, and that person where Allah's la'anat is coming. The fire of Jahannam has engulfed that person, and you getting enjoyment in that. When you are yourself also, when you are looking at haram, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when a person commits guna, then what is going to Jahannam? He is Jahannam himself now. Well, when a person is in guna, that person is in Jahannam. If going to Jahannam is afterwards, he is already in Jahannam. And his condition becomes لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. That is not a living person, not a dead person. He doesn't. There is no enjoyment. We fool ourselves. And this is a person, not a mad person, who is engulfed in flames, in the curses of Allah, and he thinks I'm getting enjoyment. It's not a mad person. It's not a stupid person. What I think, there is only one word. He hasn't got iman in him. That is why in that condition, that in azab you are thinking you are enjoying. And the other beautiful poem of Maulana Asadullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, ke ishq-e-buta mein, ey asad, karte ho tum fikr-e-rahat. in this filthy, dirty woman of the road, you are thinking you're getting enjoyment. Ishqe buta mein, and ishqe buta, not only the filthy, dirty woman, all haram things, whatever it can be. All that haram, you are thinking you are enjoying. Ishqe buta mein, ye asad, karte ho tum fikre rahat. You are thinking you are going to enjoy. Dozakh mein dhoondte ho jahannam ke dozakh mein dhoondte ho jannat ki khwabgah. In jahannam you are looking for the pleasure of jannat. How can you find the pleasure of jannat in jahannam? Jahannam is azab. So when you are looking for pleasure looking at them, you are looking at haram, you are looking at jahannam. How can you find the enjoyment of jannat in jahannam? It's impossible. That poor person who lost his one only asset, a gold coin, in Eastern Shanti, and he started looking for it on the street, under the street, the lamppost. So a friend came, asked him, what's wrong? I lost my gold coin. And he said, let me help you. That's the only asset we had in his life. Look, they couldn't for where you lost it. I lost it in my 10th shanty. Then why are you looking for it here? He said, there's no lights there. Here there is a big light of the street. So he said, you can go, you can look for it here till the cows go home. How can you find it here? There is where it isn't lost. You'll find it where you lost it. So the same way, we are looking for enjoyment of Jannat in nightclubs, in front of the TV, having photos, with having musical tones on our phones, and making excuses, all types of excuses. The phones, you can download any phone. You have the waterfalls, the chuckling of a child, the crying. And then we want to show our piety, and we say that, must I change my phone, that you can't get another tone. Tones you can get, whatever tone you want you can get. In this age of technology, what can you show? But you understand, I'm so pious that I'm even prepared to change my phone. But you can easily change and get any tone. So all these things here, and with these pictures also on the phone, the pictures or photos of our children, etc., digital. Today people have become so wise that these are digital, and they are not actually pictures. The object of a picture is not how it was made. It is the picture itself. Even if you look at, if you are looking in a mirror, and from the back a woman came, there's many shops in the shopping malls, etc., a lot of mirrors. So you're not looking at the woman, you're looking at her image in a mirror. Which Mufti will say it's jais? That is also haram. And that is where that picture, that mirror hasn't captured the picture. It's just an image there. So that is haram. So to look in there is haram. You're looking in water and at the beach, and there are other women, how they are dressed also, and you're not looking at them, you're looking at the image in the water. That is also totally haram. Who will say that that is halal? But we have all this, and yet we are in tasawwuf, and yet we are in khanqa. One place we went to, one town, the little conflict in the town. They were our tabligh brothers, and there were these brothers who were in tasawwuf, alims also. So they were at loggerheads with one another. And these brothers who were in tasawwuf, the alims, running a school, and at that time was Mother's Day. And a big issue of Mother's Day they having. So the Jamaat brothers said that, how can this be right? But yet they are in tasawwuf and celebrating Mother's Day. We give wrong messages. How many of us we give wrong messages to our family? We don't represent what we claim. We claim something else, and our lifestyle, that is where many people get confused, that he's a maulana, he's a khalifa, he's in jamaat, and he's doing all this. Is it right or what? If no matter which mufti or which mufti's wife does the wrong thing. If it's wrong, it's wrong. It's not because it's a mufti. They are not sharia. They are not the ones making sharia. Sharia is not in their hands. So anyway, so to understand what it is to be a murid. A person, when you become murid to somebody, you must now represent that person. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali used to say that that person will benefit tremendously from me, jo bhala ka aashiq ho, who has got great love for me. And Maulana should say, when any person becomes bayat to me, my first effort is not his islah. My first effort is to cultivate my love in him. If my love comes in him, whatever I say, he will accept. He will just see my life and he'll want to become. Today we see our youngsters, some cricket player, soccer player, some film star, actor, they love that person, they dress like that. And they can be so stupid, their hairstyle and their clothing and anything. But because he dresses like that, we also dress like that. So if you have the love of Ahlullah, this is a murid. That love must be cultivated. And then you will, you know, it's your 3/4, 99% of your Islah is made of it. Or Maulana said, jo bhala ka alim ho. He's a great alim. An alim with superficial knowledge also. He'll have aitiraz on everything. Because he's not rasikh fil in. He hasn't got the essence of knowledge. So he's just looking at Zahiri Sharia. And he'll also have ishkal on everything. So Maulana said, those people will benefit from me. Either he's got so much knowledge and he can understand, like Imam Abu Hanifa Rahman. People who didn't understand him, his outward Sharia, they say that he's doing against Quran and Hadith. His masalas are against. But those who have got some knowledge, they will know who Imam Abu Hanifa was. Whom Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali said, this is Imam Azam. The deep, profound knowledge. So like that, Maulana Thanvi said, such an alim will... Otherwise, if you haven't got so much knowledge, if you have so much love, that is that person who will benefit. Amir Khusro was a great person also, a yud murid of Hazrat Mu'inuddin Chishti, rahmatullah alayh. And so he asked his sheikh that for a murid, what must be the most beautiful scene in the world? So he said, your sheikh's face. That is what you must enjoy the most. What is the most beautiful thing you listen to? The discourses of your sheikh. A few things like that. And if you see, he was a big amir. He was a businessman. And a very great businessman. And but how his contact with his sheikh took him from where to where. And if a person, we made a sheikh, we became murid. And your sheikh is your murad. Your outward murad, haqiqi murad is only Allah Ta'ala. Yuriduna wajha, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Your object, murad means object. But if you don't follow your sheikh, you got aitiraz on everything. You got ishkal. And from here also we can understand, a person who drinks from every well, that person also does not benefit. People who, another buzur came after him. And how many people, any buzur came? Oh, get so impressed at that time, become bayat to him. After 6 months, another buzur came. Now they impressed with him, become bayat to him. Everyone they become bayat to. A rolling stone gathers no moss. Where are you going to benefit in any way? When you are sincere, and you follow one person, then you will benefit. So that is a murid who will benefit like that. So that is very, very important that we make our sheikh and we follow him. And we don't even have to go and ask questions somewhere else. And we don't have to listen to other things also. You just follow your sheikh. Finish. It is so easy. Once you have got your sheikh, and that is when it is from your heart. That is a murid. Otherwise, you're a rasmi, a picture murid. One is a picture lion. The small children also poke knives in the eyes, cut off the tail. It's a picture. So if you are picture murid, that is how you benefit. And one is a real murid. There is a great difference between the two. That you have that full trust. And for that we must make dua also to Allah. That Allah blesses us with that. That the complete conviction comes on our share. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Dehlawi Rahmatullah Alayh. One person came to him. He was a his murid. And while they were traveling, they kidnapped his wife. So they kidnapped his wife. So he said, Hazrat, I got this big problem. So Hazrat told him, you go to the prostitution house. So Allahu Akbar. Sheikh tell you to go to prostitution house. But he was a murid. He went and he found his wife there. They kidnapped her and they were going to make her a prostitute. But the first night before anything could happen, he was the first one to get there. He brought her away from there. So when Sheikh tells you like this, now who will, that is a murid. The Sheikh tells you to go to the prostitution house, otherwise I became to go masjid. And where Sheikh is sending me? Where is he sending me? But just see, so this is one person who came to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah. My son is studying in Aligarh Muslim University. and he's becoming an atheist. Hazrat told him, put him to Banaras Hindu University. But he was a murid. That is a murid. It doesn't make sense to you at all in your mind. But he went. And when we put him there, and he became the best Muslim. Okay? So this is what is a murid who listens. But when we have all doubts in our mind, we got our answers ready for ourselves already. This can't happen, that can't happen. And those also who use a sheikh as a marriage counselor for marriage problems, as a business advisor. That is not the sheikh's job. By the way, that is all that. But that is not his job. His job is your Islam. Islam you don't talk about. You talk about all other things. So these are the things. That is what is called a murid. And then afterwards, if you get khilafat. Khilafat is not to hang it up or to frame it up that I got my Jannat certificate, I graduated. No, Khilafat and my Hadrat, Hadrat writes in all his Khilafat namas that don't take this as a sign that you are now, your Islam is made and you got your Jannat certificate. But this is just to encourage you to make yourself. And a person like Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali used to say to students who used to graduate in Deoband, that those who think I've become an alim, they will remain jahils their whole life. But those who will carry on, ummeed hai ke aage chalke wo alim banenge. They will in future. So by khilafat, don't think anything about yourself whatsoever. A person should cry in fact. And what is the khilafat then? That you start with your work. Many people, and this is one kamal of our Sheikh, that Hadrat in his lifetime, in Karachi alone, over 100 of Hadrat's majlises, during the Islam of the people, in the whole of Pakistan, maybe over 1,000 of Hadrat's majalis, and in Bangladesh how many, then in the whole world how many. So why, and usually this happens. One time, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, one person saw a dream that Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, when he was in Madinatul Munawwara, Madrasa Ulum Shar'iyya, and a small room it was, reasonable size room, and all Hazrat's Khadims were sleeping there, just there on the floor. Hazrat's one bed was there, besides just all they used to sleep there. So somebody saw a dream that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and asked, must I wake them up? All who are sleeping. So Hazrat Shaykh or somebody said, no, wait, let them sleep later. So Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah gave a beautiful interpretation that the nisbat, the ta'alluq with Allah must say awaken it. Must say may show the connection. So he said, no, afterwards when Hazrat pass away, then let the world see who these people were. And we see all Hazrat's Khulafa, mashallah, what work they are doing. Hazrat Mufti Sahib's Khulafa, what work. But Hazrat, in his lifetime, his Khulafa, what work they are doing. This is one thing you need that I have seen. There may be, where everything can never be in my knowledge, I can't know everyone's condition. But Hazrat's one unique thing. So this is when you get Khilafat to start. A person who gets Khilafat and doesn't make majlis, then that is for nothing. Hey, and some of our khalifas don't even make namaz. One time a question came in Hazrat's majlis about one khalifa who shaved his beard off. So Hazrat Mir Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum, said it's not necessary to cancel his khilafat. He shaved his khilafat himself off. It's not even necessary to cancel his khilafat. So in this way, if our condition is like this, we have that paper means nothing. Hey, paper is not going to go in the qabr and you're going to show the farishtas that I got khilafat from so and so. That paper, your amal, and that is to bring you and to make majlis. Not that you're a big sheikh and you're making majlis and you're going to buy your majlis, your islah is going to be made. It is like by your house you got a light outside, you put it on at night for your benefit, but other people also benefit. Nobody puts that light on and pays for other people to benefit. He puts it for his own security, his own benefit. He can see, but other people, so put your own light on. So when you get khilafat, a person who doesn't make majlis, that khilafat means nothing. It's just a piece of paper. It means nothing. Don't be fooled with that. It is if we make majlis. And when we make majlis, firstly, a murid. What we should do if we become? what your share, whatever he, you see, you know his mizaj, you know his, that should come fully in you. You don't even have to ask questions, that this one is saying this, this one, Allahu Akbar. Some khalifas of Hadrat, khalifas of one country, they wanted to have a program on TV. And they wrote to Hazrat, they asked Hazrat, Hazrat became so angry. Hazrat said, how did you even think of asking this question? What the answer is afterwards, you know me, you know what I stand for. And you're still asking me this question? There should be no question asked about this. It is such a clear-cut thing. So that is how it must be, that you follow your shaykh. Then our ma'amulats, a murid who doesn't make his 5 times namaz, or with jamaat without an excuse, our tilawat is not in order. After our namaz, our tilawat must be in order. How many of us we don't read? We complain about other people, but daily, and at least 3-4 pages, why can't we read 3-4 pages? Daily, and this is besides our, and when our tilawat, then yaseen every morning. Then our zikr, this zikr of 100 times la ilaha illallah, and 100 times of Allah. And if at any time, because of ill health, busyness, travel, we cannot, make 10 times. Don't ever leave your zikr completely out. It does happen sometimes. And this muraqabas which are shown, and I think the papers have been given out. Not yet. Those muraqabas, that is when you are nice and fresh. Sometimes it happens, you just have to finish your zikr, you are tired, you had a late night, you didn't have a good night, you were on travel. Then just make it just without even muraqabah. And even in muraqabah, don't put too much weight ever on your mind. It will have a negative effect on you. Very lightly think of those muraqabahs. Don't go deep into them. It will have a negative effect on it. Our minds are too weak. And when a person, I know in Saharanpur, with zikr used to be extensive, then immediately all those people should open their business shops outside. Mahjuns they should sell. That you have to strengthen your brain. In order to make zikr properly, you have to be nice and fresh, you need a good brain. A weak brain or a tired brain, it will have a negative effect on that person. You need that strength in your, eat badams. And also everything must be in its limit. Too much badam, hot again. One person, Hazrat showed him 200 times one zikr, Maulana Thanvi, rahmatullah. He went and made 2,000 times. So much heat went to his head, he went and jumped in the well, committing suicide. Somehow they got him out, they saved him. Hazrat gave him what a scolding. He said, they should put a case of culpable homicide on me, that I caused this death here. I told you 200, where you went and make 2,000? So don't make our own tarqib also, how much we going to make our zikr. Ask the sheikh, and at least put your condition properly. You got enough time, and can you manage it, your capacity? Some people get a lot of heat in their body. And then for them, other zikr is more better. Subhanallah, durood sharif. And there are other people who can manage it, for them, la. So ask your sheikh, don't just make your own treatment. So your 5 times namaz is most important, your tilawat, your little bit zikr, regular. Now this again, many of us, they say, you say that when we tired, 10 times. So we every time tired. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali said, when you feeling sleepy, you reading Quran Sharif, close your Quran and sleep first. So many people got such a license that whenever we open the Quran, we feel sleepy. So Maulana said, close it and go and sleep first. So all the time we're sleeping, we're not reading Quran. No, intelligently and sincerely listen to the advisors also. Eh, one person went to doctor prescribed medicine, and as he was leaving, doctor said, if you eat the brains of animals, magaj, beju, is very good. So he asked, which brain, which animal? So he said, anyone. He asked cows, he said, no problem. Goats, no problem. Fish, no problem. Fowl, no. Then he keep on asking, he said, whoever's beju you want to eat, but don't eat my beju. Don't eat my brains. Whoever's brains you want to eat, whichever animal, eat that animal's brains. Don't eat my brains. So some of us, the way we listen to bayans also, and some of us, unnecessary questions also, eating the sheikh's brains all the time. Allah gave you brains, use your brains and use them correctly. So do what we have to. relationship with the wife is very important. Family, correct relation. That we have spoiled completely those relations. And then we think of second marriage and all other things. Allah gave you everything. Gold is in your house. You just adopt to it, adapt it properly. And see what enjoyment you will get. You won't have to go anywhere else. So all these basic things, that is a murid. And a person who comes to majlis regularly. When we are within distance and we can manage it. Otherwise that we keep contact. Today email, phone, anything. And we can listen on the website, etc. So the person, many of us, we make all this intizam. But we ourselves, we don't listen. We don't take benefit. So what is the benefit of that? Well, the person doesn't take benefit himself. So that is what you call a murid. And many such people, alhamdulillah, who didn't become officially murid also, but they are genuine murids. And many who have become rasmi paper murids, but they are only paper murids. Like one person wrote to Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh and said that, in my dream, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it comes in a hadith, a person who sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a sahabi. So I am a sahabi. So Maulana wrote back how beautifully that you are a sahabi, but a dream sahabi. Khabi sahabi. You are not a real sahabi, you are a dream sahabi. So like that we are paper murids, how many of us? And then how can a paper murid benefit? A person, and many people, there are many who haven't become officially murid. They keep good ta'alluq, muhabbat, but they practice everything. And they have progressed so much. And they have reached so far. So that is a murid. Then if you get khilafat, it means to make a majlis. Majlis, if you can, have it in your masjid. And advertise it. This is a spiritual shop you are opening. Your shop you write on top. One person in Guyana, well, this person knew him, and he went and Hindu person. So he told him, since when you selling halal? There was written halal on top of his shop. He had renovated it, made it beautiful, he advertised it. So he said, this is no halal. He said, then this written here on top? He said, H.A. Lal. His name Hindu, Harichand, whatever, H.A. Lal. That was written. So the people thought it's halal. So anyway, you write your name on top. So the same way, advertise. In fact, Maulana Abdullah Phulpuri, rahmatullah, Damat Barakatum, says that his own khanka, what a three-story building he has built, a khanka. And he said his niyat is to build 100 khankas in India. So like you have a masjid, people who don't know what's this here, it's a masjid. Oh, what? Muslim people's place of prayer. They come 5 times a day to pray here. You see a madrasa, oh, what's this big building? It's a darul ulum. What happens here? Children come and study to become hafiz, to become alim. Like that, khankas masjid. And people will ask, what is this here? Spiritual hospital. That this is people who got spiritual ailments, they come here and they get treated here. One young boy wrote a very nice, mashallah, email. He says that, I'm the most sickest person in the world. And this is the best hospital in the world. So this reality is that this year, so a khanka like that, that will still happen. If Allah bless it. And in the past, there were such big khankas in the world. Huge, more than the big Darul Ulooms that we have. More bigger than Deoband and Azhar. There were such khankas, but unfortunately whatever happened, and today they know that Imam Ghazali's khanka, all other Shaykh, Ahmad Shah Rifai, rahmatullah, what a big khanka, all these people. So that is necessary. And khanka, you can't have hospital for 1 month in a year. Hospital, 12 months, you need emergency services, you need middle of the night services, doctor must be on call. So khankas also have to be, may Allah bring that day. Usually we also only come for khanka treatment, that my weekly majlis, 1 hour, my monthly majlis, 2-3 days, one hour, something like that. Ramzan we come. How many of us come for 40 days, 30 days? If there are hospitals like that, running only like that, only once a week, 1 hour hospital opens. And only one hospital, not in a town, for a whole big area there is one hospital. What will happen today? And more important than our physical ailments, our spiritual ailments. So everyone who has got khilafat, keep it in our mind, I have to make a khanqa. And I have to run it. And not for the people's benefit, for my benefit. Today hospitals, private hospitals, the main object is money. To make money. So khanqa, don't make it for money. Don't make it for anything else, but for our own Islah first and foremost. So we must have majlis in the masjid. Everyone who got khilafat, especially those who haven't got also, some ask for permission. We give freely permission. Start with majlis. With whatever type you are, young person, with your young friends start. But start, majlis is the most. If you cannot have it in a masjid for any reason, and the other thing, advertise it. Put it on the masjid board. So the people know about it. Not for show, not for name, but people know there's a majlis. If you can't have it in the majlis, have it in a classroom, in another. Not there, have it in your house. And invite your friends, invite your neighbors, your family, that every week, this for a certain time, we have majlis for 1 hour. We read some kitabs or whatever you are doing, little bit zikr, etc. And then you come and you take part for spiritual treatment. And that also, if we can't do, then just with your own family. And if we can't do that also, family also is not prepared, then who can do it on his own? If you're a khalifa and you don't make majlis for yourself also, and your main object is yourself, have it for other people, they also benefit. But if nobody, then at least for yourself. But if we don't have this majlis, we're just carrying on. Our namazes also start, many are asking this question, that when we go, we start slipping. It's good for a day or two, a week or two, a month or two, and then we start going down. If you have your majlis, your biggest and the greatest benefit in a majlis, who gets it? The person who is doing majlis himself. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum say, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that in the ayat of the, that there are many people today, good pious people, outwardly dindar, pious people, but they say to tell anyone about deen, it's useless. Nobody listens today. Nobody is prepared to listen. And normally we agree with that outwardly. But just say where Hadrat's nazar goes, the way it goes. Hadrat said, if you say such words, you have to read your kalima again. Because the Quran Sharif says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind. A reminder is beneficial for all the mu'mineen. All will benefit. A reminder is beneficial for everyone. And you will be reminded the most yourself. As the moment we are sitting and talking, my voice is heard immediately by my ears first. Before it reaches you 1 meter away, 1 1/4 meter away. Before that, my, which is about 15 centimeters, my ears are. And both ears, first my ears here, you benefit the most. Afterwards, other people benefit, don't benefit. Who is listening attentively? Who is just listening without any attention? Whose mind is somebody else? Who is sleeping? But you, if you are speaking, you have to be awake. You can't be half sleepy and speaking. And you can't be full sleeping and speaking. So you benefit the most. And this has an effect on your mind, on your soul, these words that you speak. So that is what is a khalifa. Then of course your character also, a khalifa, and swearing and fighting in the family. What your house people, what kind of a khalifa? Is that called khalifa? فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. Those are also khalifas who do opposite. They are all wrong things are in their lives. The Quran has sounded a warning. And what is it in 9 Supara? فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِمْ فَخَلَفَ وَرِثُ الْكِتَابِ. The people who are waris of the kitab, who inherited the kitab. تَأْخُذُونَ عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The things of this dunya, that was their object. That is not a khalifa also. That you have your own desires. And then, what you call it, for hadiyas from murid. And some khalifas, they tell the murid, buy this for me, buy that for me, bring this for me. That's no khalifa. Now, what kind of a khalifa is that? That person is spoiling the name of the tasawwuf. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was very particular. Hadrat, once in our muhabbat, we overstep our bounds. So Hadrat said, dekho, tumhare amal se, by your action, is kaam, is tariq ko, this way of the tasawwuf, us par koi dhabba na pare. People mustn't get the wrong impression of what tasawwuf is. People got so many wrong things in their mind of what tasawwuf is. So be very careful that don't have the desire for woman, the desire for money, the desire for name and fame. This comes plenty in this path. So you have to be very strong yourself in order to safeguard yourself. Otherwise you falter in this very easily. So this is what the object is, what a murid, and then becoming a khalifa, and what if just at the moment how many people we have given ijazat. If we do 10% of what we have to do, what a change. And wallah, if in every town there is a khalifa doing this work of islahi nafs, complete islah, ta'alluq ma'allah, the picture of the world will change. Without any big budget and big buildings and big literature or anything, if we do our work, change will come. One person, Allah, how many like that? Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib, how many people? One person in your neighborhood, he's just going from his house to the masjid and he's changing the lives of people. Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Rahmatullah, Ajmeri Rahmatullah Ali, from his one safar from Ajmer to Agra, 90 million, or how many? 9 million people accepted, Hindus. And those days Hindus who were Qattar, who were so strong, they accepted Islam. That is what a Khalifa is. So those are the things that we have to get into us. Don't be let it go to our head, I've got Khilafat. If I'm not doing the work, don't even regard yourself as a Khalifa. If you're not even making your own majlis, please don't even regard yourself as a Khalifa. The person who does this work, that is a Khalifa. That is the object of Khilafat, not for name, fame. And the other mashayikh, commonly it was a person got Khilafat, he's giving out mitai, he's celebrating it. But our shaykh, it now a responsibility has come on your head. Now start doing that. Don't regard yourself as somebody. Do that work. And if you will carry on, inshallah, lot benefit will come. May Allah let us understand what is this. And there is a particular, definite department of our deen. Yatlu alihim ayatika is one department, makatib. Yuallimuhum al-kitab wal-hikmah, darul ulums. Yuzakihim, tazkiyah nafs, khanqa. This has always been a particular department from Ashab-e-Suffa, from Dar-e-Arqam. This, the department of Tasawwuf has been carrying on in the Ummah all the time. Different names, different methods according to the times. But it, without it, there can be no Ummah, there can be no Ummatana. This is absolutely essential. So may Allah Ta'ala give us this understanding, and what it is, let us be true murids and let us become true khalifas, and then see inshallah in 6 months what a change will come in the whole world. Hey, if every one of us do this, what a change. And the desire in the heart, how people's Islam, that must be a fikr of a person. Mufti Abdullah Phulpuri Damat Barakatum explained that in the days of in the past, if a student completed his studies, he made his islah also. When he completed everything, his niyat was not to open Darul Uloom. Today a student, Darul Uloom, Madrasa, Imamat, Maktab, that is our intention. His niyat was how to make the islah of the people. Today that's not in our mind also. Our own islah is not in our mind. We become farigh from Darul Uloom, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and our own Islah is not in our mind. We go in Jamaat, our own Islah is not in our mind. The main thing is, first and foremost, your Islah. Then the speaker, how can Islah be made? And then you'll devise ways for your community. In my community, that namazis are very weak, masjid condition is poor, the water is leaking, nobody is worried. That means they haven't got fikr for it. Qabristan condition, there is no dini fikr. Women are not in parda. Then your fikr will come and you'll devise ways and you'll make mashura and you'll start working. This is what every alim's fikr must be. Every khalifa's fikr. How can Islah? And just imagine how many ulama there are. Not long ago, in our South Africa, one Mufti Sanjalvi was enough for the whole country. Today, how many muftis and still not enough? Right? So before, one alim was enough for the whole area. One Shaykhul Hind for the whole of India. In fact, they say, don't say Shaykhul Hind, Shaykhul Hind wal Arab. That is not only Shaykh of Hind, he's of Arab also. So that fikr was there of the whole ummah. The last letter that I received, my reply from Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, he said, don't only make your niyat of South Africa now, make your niyat for the whole world. So that is that fikr every alim must have. When we say famously, some alim, mautul alim, mautul alam. That we say, but did that alim have the fikr of the alim? If the alim got fikr of alim, then he is the motto of the alim, is the motto of the alim of the whole world. So everyone who has got, this must be our concern. This is being the meaning of an ummati also. To follow in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's way, and then to have that fikr of rahmatul lil alameen. That his rahmat must come widespread in the whole world. Whichever means we have to use, use that means. And there is a beautiful tariq, road that we have been given in order to achieve this. May Allah give us all tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.